Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the word audio devotional. Today's topic in our What's in a Name series is Yahweh Nisi Part 1, The Lord Our Banner. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Exodus chapter 17 and verse 15. Moses built an altar and called it, "The Lord is my banner." He said, "Because hands were lifted up against the throne of the Lord will be at war against the Amalekites from generation to generation." Today we start our discussion on another compound name of God, Yahweh Nisi. The name was first used by Moses in the book of Exodus and is a combination of the covenant name of God Yahweh and Nisi. Nisi means banner. This name of God means the Lord our banner. And while I feel really tempted to just jump in and start discussing what this name represents to us as believers, I would love for us to take this fascinating story step by step and see what lessons the Holy Spirit will give us through it. So in the next few days, we'll look at the circumstances under which Moses received a revelation of this name and see what lessons we can draw for our own lives in this era. In Exodus 16, the Israelites had journeyed for some days in the wilderness and could not find food. They were hungry, weary, and exhausted. They cried out in hunger and frustration, and God divinely provided food for them. They ate and were satisfied and continued their journey. Then they realized that they had not come across water for a while and they were thirsty. They cried out again and God sorted them out and gave Moses instructions to get water for them. They drank and were happy, and just as they thought they could relax, the Amalekites came upon them for war. For the Israelites, the pattern was breakthrough, battle, breakthrough, battle. There was always something that came to test them. My dear listeners, it is exactly the same with us. If you look through Israel's journey, you will find that God always showed up for them. And it angered God that the Israelites did not realize this often and still grumbled when they faced challenges. My dear listeners, the Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. The challenges will come. That is certain. What is even more certain is that God will deliver you from all the challenges. I speak to someone this morning, please do not give up. The fact that you are alive and listening to this is evidence that God has fought your battles and kept you till now. Do not grumble. Do not throw in the towel. Do not give up. God will bring you out of this present challenge. When the Israelites saw the Amalekites, I can imagine how terrified they were. Remember, they had been slaves for very long and were thrown out of Egypt in a hurry. They probably had no weapons nor any formal training. Their situation was bad, but God miraculously delivered them. Please let their story be an encouragement to you. The God we worship is still the same God that delivered the Israelites. If you will just trust him, you will experience his salvation. Be encouraged. You will see the end of that challenge. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word today. Please continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.